forgot to bring my good recorder, so I'll just record this on my little MP3 player. I don't intend to talk much in this one. I just got just a little handful of songs I've been listening to a lot lately, so I thought, usually I listen to songs into the ground, and then I'm like, you know, if I still like them after all that, then I'm like, all right, I'll put that one in a ham radio. But I think in this episode, I want to just throw in some newer shit that, you know, I just started listening to. Sometimes that's interesting, too, if I go back. I don't listen back to old ham radios very often, but sometimes if I listen to one from 2 or 3 years ago, there'll be like a song that was just one of these little songs that I only listened to for a couple of weeks and then forgot about. And then I hear them again and I'm like, oh yeah, that song, that was a catchy song. So let's do two songs at a time. Save me some recording. I'm just running around doing some errands today. Gonna go buy some art supplies from a shitty comics. First I'm gonna play, this is a band called The Long Winters. I don't know where they're from, I don't know anything about them. I'm just working on an XO episode, and there's a segment from the Slug Is Doug podcast, and he played a song by these guys. So I downloaded an album by them, and the very first song on this album, which I don't know what it's called, is real good. And then after that, I'm gonna play a song by Group Love called Everybody Get High, Everyone Gets High, something like that. It was just in the credits of an episode of Girls, that HBO show. They're both real catchy, so here's The Long Winters and then Group Love. Oh, and I was saying, oh, I'm not gonna blab, and then I just start blabbing, but this has been the weirdest winter since I moved to Ontario. Today, it was raining all yesterday and all this morning, and now the snow is gone again. Like, it was freezing cold 3 days ago. Like, just crazy cold. Horrible ice everywhere. Now it's like spring again. It's just fucking bizarre, man. The ups and downs. It's the end of January, and it could be late March. You know what I mean? It could be April. Okay, here's some songs.
I'm just saying, so good at waiting. heart. You don't know what to say when you wake up in the middle of the night. But everyone's gonna get by. Everyone's gonna get by.
Just left the Starbucks that I don't use as often to write at. And as I was walking down the street listening to those songs, I passed the one I go to more often that's bigger and has a second floor and stuff. But it sure is full of fucking crazy homeless people, man. There's like these, I think it's two different like mental health clinic places on this street, so it just leads to a lot of crazy fucks. And I've been writing this one little story about a crazy homeless guy, so, you know, I got some inspiration from it, but man, homeless people are a pain in the dick. Just day after day, the same weirdos. This one guy always comes up to people and just asks, can I have that coffee that they're drinking? Like, ask for money, maybe they'd give you that. No one's just gonna give you their coffee, dude. Like, that's not even, how could that even work? And after he does it 3 days in a row, I just want to be like, fuck you, man. The fuck? Anyway, let's get back to my privileged middle class life. There was this band called Our Lady Peace. They're still around, I guess, but they were pretty big in the late 90s. I think they made a bit of a dent in the States, if I remember right. I'm just walking by Sunny Choi's gallery. I would like her to do... If I ever had a novel published and she painted a cover for it, that would be awesome. She's real good. So I really liked the first Our Lady Peace album, and then my interest declined rapidly. Second album I was kind of into, third one I mostly ignored. And then from there, they just really got shit. Like, it seems like their singles, anyway, were just god-awful. Just garbage. But the lead singer, Rain Maida, he put out a solo album in 2007 I had never heard of. Until I stumbled across him performing a song. Actually, that's what I'll play. I wasn't sure which one I was going to play, but this is him doing one of the songs from a solo album live at a radio station in Calgary. And it's a pretty good album. Like, of the 10 songs, I think I took like 3 of them and just deleted them. And then the remaining 7 are real good. Like, they even kind of got me back into an Our Lady Peace mood. And his solo album is a lot better than the vast majority of Our Lady Peace. Like, it's real good. I like it. I recommend it. So I'm going to play Love, Sex, and Honey, I think it's called. This little song that he performed live at the radio station. Oh, and here's the Starbucks I went to when my apartment burned down back in the day. There's a lot of Starbuckses on this stretch. It was weird because, like, I only lived in this neighborhood for a month before that apartment burned down. Then I moved downtown to sleep on Josephine's couch, and I always missed this neighborhood. I always felt like the West End was where I fit in better in Toronto. So moving in with Craig and Keith, being back out here, it's very nice. Nice little homecoming. So the backup singer on this Rain Made Us song is Chantel Kreviazuk, who's his wife. She's a Canadian singer who had some success also in the 90s. I guess she's still going, but I ever really like one of her songs. I haven't really given her a fair shake, but this one song, Wayne, that she did was really good. I really love this song, and she's just belts it out, man. So this is Rain Maida, followed by Chantel Kreviazuk.
Save it, Jack and Jill left the cone to stay. There's nothing left to say, nothing left to say. Oh, I don't feel like I felt before. It's not happening now. My mother is at my door. It's not happening now that you're leaving. I love you like never before. Oh, but this is not happening now. Be happening now. Love, no heroes that can save. Heroes that can save. You gotta know, no, no. Sex, no, no, they let it pain. Feeling is me, hey. Oh, I gotta brave it, brave it. I'm up to give me all the blame. I'll take all this blame. Oh, I gotta take it, take it. I'm begging, but you won't let me explain. I'm 1 foot in the grave, 1 foot in this grave. Oh, I don't feel like I fell before. It's not happening now. My mother is at my door. It's not happening now that you're leaving. I love you like never before. But this is not happening now. It can't be happening. When you feel like you're alone inside, then you beg, but she won't take you there. Then you can't find any wrong. Oh, I don't feel like I felt before. It's not happening now. My mother is at my door. This isn't happening now. Chinatown it up like the 4th of July. The dark mother's on call, we forget Mother's Day. This nurse is a wreck, and we all start to fade away. Oh, la, 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 la. Can't be happening now. La, 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 la. Can't be happening now.
I got into a little Ween phase for some reason, I can't remember why, but I downloaded a bunch of Ween shit. I've been digging through it. And I'm gonna play a couple of live songs from Ween. Ween was a weird band. They did so many different types of songs. You could almost, like, they're almost like a parody band in a way. I mean, they just do so many different things, but they do them so, like, they're not, I don't know, they do it, like, seriously. Like, there's this one song from their last album, La Cucaracha, that's just about this dude who went to a party with his wife and is talking about what a good time he had at the party. And it's got like this cheesy saxophone and stuff, but they're just so earnest about it that you can kind of get into it in a weird way. But what I'm gonna play is a song called Gabrielle that was from one of their like B-side albums. And this is them playing it live somewhere. And it's a fucking sweet ass song. I remember I played it. It's weird how I can remember parts of my life based on, oh man, it's windy. Parts of like where I recorded previous ham radios. I remember I was walking around Queens, so it would have been 2008 probably. Maybe 2009. And I remember playing Gabrielle. So anyway, this is this song live, and then fucking shit. So windy. So fuck up my recording. I'm gonna duck into this bus stop for a sec. Oh, but here comes the streetcar. And he's gonna think I wanna get on. Fuck, get your brain together, Keith. Jesus Christ. Okay, so they did this little thing where they did some songs by request, just they played them live in their studio. And one of them was Stay Forever. Which is, again, just like a, it's like a love song type of thing. Really soft. Kind of thing that if another band did it, I doubt I would give it the time of day. But because it's Ween, I gave it the time of day and I ended up really liking it. So here's Gabrielle and Stay Forever, live by Ween. Alright, almost home. Man, this weather really is bizarre. I think it's more bizarre even than I properly expressed, because this happened like a week and a half or 2 weeks ago. Same thing, where it rained and got rid of all the snow. I think I might have mentioned it. For all you archivists keeping fucking careful records of every stupid, dumb, boring fucking thing that I say. And I was like, whoa, if we don't have another cold snap, what if that's it? What if winter's over already in January? Then we had a crazy cold snap. So cold, like, Jesus, it was like minus 12 or something. My legs and my face hurt that day. It was so cold. And all the snow came back and just, boom, crazy winter again. And then now it's all melted again. It's just fucked up, man. Alright, so I'm gonna play one more song from the new Gallows album that I've been loving the fucking shit out of. I don't remember what it's called, it's the second song. And then I was just flipping through my little miscellaneous folder and I realized that Pursuit of Happiness by Kid Cudi is still in there. Is it Cudi or Cudi? I've already forgotten how to say it. But anyway, it's amazing I haven't deleted that song yet. I was like, shit, dude, that one's been hanging on, and I still really like it. That's just a really good song. So here's Mystery Song, track number 2 by Gallows, and The Pursuit of Happiness by Kid Cudi.
To the full, it's if I fall, if I die. With the pumped up kicks, you better run, better faster than my bullet.